This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitman, and like PAC. Actually, she's in, I'll just leave her PAC. Fax is 989-775-1640. Regarding Matilda, Matilde Guerrero, Guerrero. Date of birth, January 22nd, 1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Guerrero with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 8th of this year. She's been feeling well. She has lost 3 pounds over the last 6 months, but otherwise all health is unchanged. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is unchanged. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear in adequate amounts without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 10/12.5 1 daily, and in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 178 pounds, pulse 70, and blood pressure 122 over 72. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 2.37 with estimated GFR of 21. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.2, phosphorus 3.6, sodium 140, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 20, hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease without progression of illness, no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.